When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Adam Ludostansky, the head of the Illinois Commercial Banking Division at Associated Bank. Adam, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning to you as well.
We have a wide-ranging discussion today set with a look back really on the year and maybe some predictions for the year ahead for commercial banking. But I want to first sort of get your thoughts on how the year has shaken out for you and your clients, what you've been hearing. I know you have your ear to the ground. What's the situation as it stands today?
Yeah, well, it was obviously a crazy year that no one projected at the start of the year, but it's ending very strong. You know, clients are in a good position through their own strategies and just kind of the return of sales in the third and fourth quarter, and then also from some government assistance on some of the clients as well. So people are finishing the year strong. As we've talked about before, liquidity is king, and they're finishing with very strong liquidity positions and, you know, optimistic but cautious for the coming year.
You know, we're hearing from a couple of different areas, including the Federal Reserve Chairman, about the potential need for another stimulus bill. What are you hearing from your clients about that? I mean, is another stimulus necessary at this point, or are we sort of getting along without it?
Well, it's going to be necessary for certain clients. And, you know, for putting it together so quickly, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. And it really worked for the clients that needed it. But there are definitely clients that need a second run of this. And I think if some of the specific criteria comes into this second bill of, you know, clients that were really impacted can go back for a second run, I see it as very beneficial. We just have a handful that would probably qualify in that, but they definitely need it. So we're hopeful that that does come through.
I want to go through some potential likelihoods for the year ahead. I don't know if you want to call them predictions or not, but I know a lot of different business type leaders have been suggesting what we might see in the coming year based on our experience this year. And one of the things I hear from a lot of people is that the clients and customers are going to keep getting smarter. And you've been talking about how we've ended sort of successfully here at the end of the year. And that has been because of changing strategies and people working smarter.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great that everyone is getting smarter because it makes, you know, everything more efficient, and it makes, candidly, it makes all the bankers and banks be even better. So our clients are smarter. They are realizing that they need to be conservative and maintaining the liquidity and making things more efficient. And we've seen that across the board. Our clients have gotten way more efficient during 2020.
Specifically, is that with generally just how they're handling their money? Is it budgeting? Is it all of the above?
All of the above, and being able to work remotely, obviously, is a big part of that, and work remotely successfully. It's obviously lowered expenses. It's limited, maybe not a great thing all the time, but it's limited some of the hiring that they need. And, you know, so I think clients have used this as an opportunity to make sure that they're leaving no stone unturned.
In 2021, some have said convenience is no longer going to be optional, not only for clients, but for ordinary bank customers as well. Because of COVID-19 and the restrictions that have been placed on all of us, we have to be able to get our work done, especially our banking work done, pretty easily.
Exactly. Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, I think in even getting work done now, the bar continues to be raised as we've gone month to month throughout this. And now it's how do you continue to improve the collaboration between your teams? How do you continue to improve the collaboration between your partners? So we absolutely have been, I think our bank and our companies are working very well remotely, but the bar continues to be raised.
You know, for the rest of us in the workforce, we've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings between teams. Here at the radio station, we do them, and I know other people have been doing a lot of them as well. What does that look like in the banking industry? When you are meeting with clients, is it over the phone or is it via Zoom?
It's both, but it's definitely trending more towards the Zoom. You know, it's really easy to go on and then you're sitting face to face with someone versus just doing it on the phone. So I see this as being a pretty big opportunity for the future to be able to get in front of your clients face to face more often. And I'm all for making that the norm, even more than just phone calls. We love going out to see our clients, see them in person. You really have to touch and feel what they're doing to get a good understanding of their business. But subbing in a Zoom call versus a phone call is nothing but beneficial, in my opinion.
One of the other predictions is that companies and brands are going to be finding more ways to automate and digitize the experience. How is that going to be done? Because it just feels like we've done as much as we can in that area, or is there more to do?
Well, I would have said the same thing as you, Steve. It feels like we've taken it so far, but it seems like the people that are smarter than you and I keep coming up with more and more ways to make things more digitized. And so I would not be surprised if we continue to see more in that realm. From the banking perspective, you know, we're always looking for ways to make things more efficient. You know, one of the things that came out of this was being able to sign via DocuSign and sign documents where you don't need originals and you don't need to be passing back and forth PDFs. And I think that's just one of the ways that things have become more efficient. And we've moved to really a paperless loan closing on a lot of our deals.
Yeah, I refinanced this year, and I know I went going through that process. It was completely different than the last time I did it. None of it was done in person. It was all digital.
Exactly. I mean, uploading your documents via online, going through all of that, getting all the disclosures via online. I mean, candidly, I did the same thing, Steve, and it was way more enjoyable, and I didn't have to shred as much paper.
Yeah, it was absolutely much more enjoyable. You know, I know we've talked about this before in our thought leader conversations, but how much will the further digitization of the industry lean toward blockchain and that technology?
You know, I'm not sure, Steve. I think, you know, anything that's going to make things more efficient and, you know, and better for the bankers, for the clients, I think we're going to start to go towards that. I don't have a ton of experience in that space, so I just can't answer if that could check all the boxes. And if it does, I absolutely expect it to continue to move that way.
I've seen some people say that one of the side effects of having to do more homework, I guess is the better way to describe it, on our finances and the other things that have been happening with us this year is that we will see more people learning financial literacy going forward. That has to be a big plus, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that that's something that, you know, banks have been promoting for years, is that financial literacy is vital. So I absolutely think that that will be a benefit. I mean, people looking at their accounts more often, managing things via their phone and being able to be on top of things versus going back a month later and saying, oh, did I do this? It's absolutely going to make things more efficient, and consumers and customers are smarter and thus will make better decisions.
Any other predictions for the banking or fintech space for 2020?
You know, I think we talked about the Zoom calls. I think that while those things will help, I still go back to, and it's probably because this is what we do day to day, is that if we go too far to that, it might be too much. So I still think that the companies and the banks that can pepper in the Zoom instead of phone calls, but still maintain that face-to-face and maintain the ability to go see their clients, are going to have the advantages. I think we all miss that. And so we're definitely being conscious about being smart about what we're using from an electronic perspective and all that, but also not going away from our roots. And so I think companies, you know, that's not really a broad prediction, but it's something that companies are absolutely thinking about and wanting to make sure that they don't lose sight of that.
On a specific banking business, if you had to predict in 2021, are you going to see more demand for loans and banking products, or is it going to be weak?
Well, I think we hope it's going to be more loans, but no, I absolutely think it'll be more, but more because we're at a low. I think the volume going forward will continue to be similar, probably a little low. But when you think about companies that, you know, you have pending tax changes, you have companies that are looking to sell, you have companies that have delayed some investments, there's going to need to be spending and thus lending. But we are going to see more, but we are coming from a low in where our clients are using their working capital.
And what about regulation? You sort of touched on it there, but will we see big changes in this area in the coming year? I know we have a new administration coming in the White House. How will that impact things?
As of right now, we're not thinking there's going to be a huge impact to that, but I guess you never know. But I do think that we will continue to see consolidation. There's been some deals announced recently, and you know, and that's more to do with the efficiency than regulation. So we think it's going to be status quo. There's obviously a lot of regulation, as there should be, but we don't see a substantial increase.
If you had to offer one piece of advice to your clients as we start the new year, what would it be?
I would just say as things do get better, as we all hope, the practices that we've developed this year of really drilling in on every line item and drilling in on every piece of your business, I would not lose that. I think it's a fantastic way to manage your business going forward. It allows you to be in a good position in a growth economy. It also allows you to maintain and continue in a down economy. So I think that the level of detail that our clients have gone into on their budgets, on their operations, and improving every little aspect of their business, I wouldn't relent on that.
Adam, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely. Well, people can call me anytime at 312-544-4511. Would love to talk with anyone and answer any questions that they have about the coming year.
All right. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Steve.